So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Echad Katcha Mizbeach, Vechad Katcha Betek Abayis, E Mishana Naisen Mekdush LeKedusha. Neither Katcha Mizbeach, items meant to be offered on the Mizbeach, nor Katcha Betek Abayis, items whose value is sanctified for the upkeep of the Mikdush, can be changed from one sanctity to another. As Rashi explains, Katcha Betek Abayis Shekdishim LeMizbeach LeAsaklum. If one sanctified Katcha Betek Abayis as a carbon, it is ineffective since it is no longer his. And Katcha Mizbeach, Ein Mishanan Mekedishis Oila LeShlamim Mishanan. One cannot change the status of an animal from one carbon to another. The Mishnah continues, Magdish Naisen Hektish Iluy Machrim Naisen. If one sanctifies Katcha Mizbeach for Bedek Abayis, or he declares them Cherim for Bedek Abayis, his vow is effective in that he owes Bedek Abayis his personal stake in the carbon, as Rashi explains. Emnader Naisen Demeim. Emnadava Naisen Es Tevasim. If the carbon is a neder in which he is responsible to replace the animal if it's lost, then he benefits from the full value of the animal when it is brought as a carbon, and this is the amount he pays to Bedek Abayis. If the carbon is a nedava in which he's not responsible to replace the animal, then his personal stake in the animal is only the tevis anah, the amount he could charge another Yisrael to give it to his grandson, the kain, to bring as a carbon because the kain receives the hide. The Gemara cites a related brisa. Katcha Bedek Abayis Shetfison, Bein LeKatcha Mizbeach, Bein LeChemer Kahanim LeAsa Klom. One cannot sanctify items that are already Katcha Bedek Abayis, whether for the Mizbeach or as a Cherem to be given to the Kahanim. Similarly, Chemer Kahanim Shetfison, Bein LeKatcha Mizbeach, Bein LeKatcha Bedek Abayis LeAsa Klom. One cannot sanctify items that are already a Cherem to be given to Kahanim, whether as Katcha Mizbeach or as Katcha Bedek Abayis. The Braisa does not discuss items that are Katcha Mizbeach, but the Gemara cites a ruling from Rav Huna. Katcha Mizbeach Shetfison LeChemer Kahanim LeAsa Klom. If someone sanctifies a carbon as a cherem to be given to the Kahanim, it is not effective at all, and he does not even pay the value of his personal stake in the carbon, because the pasuk regarding cherem Kahanim says, Kol cherem kodesh kodeshim mul Hashem, and we expound, Kol cherem de kodesh kodeshim hava l'Hashem hu. Something that was already sanctified for the Mizbeach remains in this status and does not assume the status of cherem Kahanim. Accordingly, he explains the clause in our Mishnah, Machrim Enoisen, to mean, Mapik luhu beloshen cherem lebedek abayis. He explicitly sanctified it for bedek abayis, but he used the expression of cherem. However, the Gemara cites a brisa that explains differently. Machrim Enoisem Cherem Kehanim. Declaring an item of Katcha Mizbeach as a cherem to be given to the Kehanim is effective. Furthermore, another brisa rules explicitly, Katcha Mizbeach Shekdish LeCherem Kehanim, Masha Asa Asli. If someone sanctifies a carbon as a cherem to be given to the Kehanim, it is effective. And the Gemara concludes, Tiyufta de Rav Huna. Tiyufta, Rav Huna is refuted. Now, the Gemara cites a ruling of Ula. Hamatfes Eil LeBedek Abayis, Eimba Ele Ikuv Gizbar. If one sanctifies Katcha Mizbeach for Bedek Abayis, it is effective only in that Hekdesh is now considered the owner, regarding that the treasurer of Hekdesh needs to stand by when the carbon is offered. However, the original owner does not owe anything to Bedek Abayis. However, the Gemara cites another brisa. Hamakdesh oil leBedek Abayis, osla shechta atcha tifta. If someone sanctifies a carbon oil for Bedek Abayis, he cannot slaughter it until he redeems it from Bedek Abayis. Clearly, the sanctification was effective even regarding the monetary obligation. The Gemara answers that it is only effective midrabbanan. And so the ruling of Ula refers to the halacha min ha-Taira that the pledge to Bedek Abayis or Cherem LeKahanim is only effective to render Hekdesh as the owner. And the ruling of the Brais is that the Rabban, however, instituted that it is fully effective and he pays either the full value for a neder or the tevis anah for a nedava, as explained earlier. The Mishnah continues. The Rabbanan say, v'meisu yukavru, if a consecrated animal dies, it must be buried. P'shimon aimer katcha Bedek Abayis, imeisu yupadu. Items sanctified for Bedek Abayis can be redeemed if they die. The Gemara explains that the machlikis is in the halacha of hamad v'aracha, the necessary status for the animal when it is evaluated. The pasuk says, v'hemed es ha-behema, v'kaimer, v'herich ha-koin oisa. The animal must stand before us when it is evaluated. This is obviously not possible for a dead animal, and so whenever hamad v'aracha is required, one cannot redeem a dead animal. Now, the Gemara cites the machlikis of Yechon Rish Lakish and the understanding of the opinion of the Rabbanan. Yechon holds the Rabbanan, echad katcha mizbech, echad katcha bedek abayis, hoyu b'chla hamad v'aracha. The Rabbanan hold that both Katcha Mizbeach and Katcha Bedek Abayis require Hamad V'Aracha. Therefore, when the Rabbanan said, V'meisu Yekavru, they referred to both Katcha Mizbeach and Katcha Bedek Abayis, that neither one can be redeemed when dead. However, Rish Lakish holds the Rabbanan, Katcha Bedek Abayis hoi b'chal Hamad V'Aracha, Katcha Mizbeach lo hoi b'chal Hamad V'Aracha. The Rabbanan hold that only Katcha Bedek Abayis require Hamad V'Aracha, but Katcha Mizbeach do not. Therefore, when the Rabbanan said, V'meisu Kavru, they only referred to Katcha Bedek Abayis, that they cannot be redeemed when dead. But they agree that Katcha Mizbeach can be redeemed when dead. However, v'zev is a moed l'Reb Shimon Katcha Bedek Abayis l'hoi b'chal Hamad V'Aracha for Katcha Mizbeach hoi b'chal Hamad V'Aracha. Both Reb Yechon and Rish Lakish agree that Reb Shimon holds that Katcha Bedek Abayis do not require Hamad V'Aracha, while Katcha Mizbeach does. Therefore, he specifically stated that kachim by the gabayis can be redeemed when they are dead, implying that kachim mizbeach cannot be redeemed when dead. Furthermore, divrei kol balmum miikari lahoy b'chamad v'aracha. Both the Rabbanan and Reb Shimon agree that an animal kachim mizbeach that was permanently blemished before it was sanctified does not require mad v'aracha, as the Gemara will explain in the next daf. The Gemara cites a brayse in support of Rabbi Yechonon. The pasuk says, "V'im kol behemet tmeya asher lo yakriv b'mena korban l'Hashem behemet es behema lifnei hakoyin," referring to the requirement of hamad v'aracha for redemption. The brayse explains, "Bebali mumin sheyiftu akasa medava." The term behemet tmeya in this pasuk refers to redeeming blemished karbanis. And the pasuk says, "Asher lo yakriv b'mena korban l'Hashem," and we expound, "Shein the kriv kol ikar yatzal bal mumayver shein the kriv hayim el lamachar." This refers to an animal that will never be brought as a carbon, i.e., an animal with a permanent blemish, but not to a temporary blemish. And the Gemara points out, Amar Achmana Avid La Hamad Varacha. The Braisa refers to standing and evaluating a blemished carbon because it holds that Kajim Mizbech do require Hamad Varacha and cannot be redeemed when dead, as Rabbi Yechonon said. The Gemara continues discussing the Machlekes Rabbi Yechonon Mishlakish in the next daf.